Akeem, you strike me as a guy that's comfortable with moving around a little bit.
I've had to endure some changes in my life. Just like anybody else, it's just mine's were a little bit drastic at times, you know, going from living outside the country to back in. I mean, it's only Canada, right? But it was far away from home for me.
LSU recruited you. You thought you were going there. There was a recruiting violation. And mm-hmm. Tell us how hard that was on you.
The SEC in general had a great deal of defensive linemen coming out in the draft. And you know, it just seemed so appetizing to me. I thought it would be my next step.
How much of a shot to the gut was it?
This is a sad feeling just to know that something that you had put so much effort into, but it was something that I had to take on the chin and keep moving forward. My dad always told me that, you know, you always got to have a plan B.
Were there any SEC schools interested in you, or did you really have to go to deep plan B?
Being under NCAA investigation, I wasn't allowed to go to any NCAA schools. So the options that were given to me at the time were either into the draft early, right, as a junior, or go to Canada and play professional ball there. But I wanted to experience college. That's what I'd worked so hard for. I found that in the University of Regina.
How'd that happen?
I've left LSU. They told me, good luck, kid. Figure it out. The University of Regina, a little coach named Frank McChrystal, he called me and he said, you want to come play for us, eh? And I said, well, what do you mean? Play where? And I was like, I'm not interested in playing in the CFL right now. And he said that, oh, no, we're a university here. That we play university football. He made it so I felt comfortable. You know, as a young man, I'm 19 years old, and I'm working for DirecTV at the time, and I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do. And having left such a bad situation, I said to myself, okay, I don't want to get into another situation like that where it doesn't work out.
You snuck that DirecTV thing in there. I know there have been stories written about it, but you literally moved to Colorado Springs.
I had nowhere else to go. It was funny. My buddy said to me the other day, he said, you went from selling an NFL Sunday ticket to playing on Sunday. So
yeah, how about that? Yeah. The Sacramento City Junior College, where'd that come about? Was that right after high school?
Yeah.
That was right after high school.
Yep.
Why the junior college route?
I needed to develop more. Okay. I was the same size. I just didn't have nearly as much muscle.
Did you have anybody recruiting you at high school at that point?
Not so much. A little bit.
Yeah, so this is quite a story, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, this is quite a story. Nobody was sniffing around.
Well, there were schools that sniffed around, but there was nobody that put out an offer on the table.
So Regina worked out. Now the NFL sniffing around to the New Orleans Saints.
Who knew anyone would take a chance on a guy that graduated from a Canadian university? Because I had put myself so far behind, you know, as far as developing, like other guys that got to go to SEC schools, mm-hmm. that I really had to try to gain ground.
And then they move you to the Patriots.
Yeah.
May have been a blessing because they try to sandwich you into something that your body type probably wouldn't ever allow.
Yeah. I remember talking to coach about halfway through training camp. He says, okay, well, we want to put you at defensive end in our 4-3 scheme. And I say to myself, the whole time I'm thinking to myself, this isn't going to work. What are we going to do? But just being the guy that I am, I said, let's go for it, right? Let's play it. I'm going to play it out. I'm an athlete, and I'm holding my own, but I'm not being as dominant as I know that I can be in other positions. At that point, the Patriots asked for me to be traded to them because they saw that I wasn't being played as I should be.
Well, you learned a lot with that team being a playoff contender, and then you kind of had your pick. You could go a number of places in free agency, mm-hmm. and you picked Chicago. Why?
First and foremost, my mother's from Chicago. I've watched the Chicago organization win a bunch of games and have been a fan since I was a young man. Secondly, I got to see Ryan Pace again. He worked in New Orleans when I was there. A guy that was always around and a familiar face and just a good guy, you know? And he's somebody that I felt like I can get behind and believe in to run an organization. And I felt like, why not be a part of his organization and roll with him?